This is Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Oil prices are expected to rise amid the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Energy prices were already high. The cost of a gallon of regular gas in Wisconsin is around $3.35. A year ago, that number was around $2.60. What's next? Jim Ritterbusch is the president of Ritterbusch & Associates, an oil trading advisory firm in Galena, Illinois. Jim, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, Rob. Thanks for having me on.
How does the Russian invasion of Ukraine affect the balance of the world's oil markets?
Well, it's not a one-way street. The widespread assumption is that it'll keep pushing oil prices higher. But we've been leading up to this thing for a couple of weeks, and from exactly 2 weeks ago, WTI, which is the U.S. crude benchmark, has only been up about $2 per barrel. So thus far, we've had a subdued response to this thing. Today, we had a price spike of about $4 or so. But we have so many cross currents in here of a military and economic and a political nature that this market, I think, is just going to ratchet higher rather than just shoot up in a straight line.
I might have expected it to go up faster. Russia is a pretty big supplier of oil and natural gas. Can you talk about Russian production and where it fits into the global oil scene?
Sure. Russia is about the third largest producer. They may not be there for long, but they produce around 10 million barrels a day, and they export about 7.5 million barrels per day. So they've been a reliable supplier to the global market, but I think that's just about to change.
Yeah, we haven't seen, correct if I'm wrong on this, we haven't seen a full-on sanction stopping the flow of oil from Russia to other countries. If that were to happen, do you think it would put more pressure on oil prices?
Absolutely. That's the big item in this whole thing. If there's any clampdown on Russian exports, if there's a sanction against movement out of Russia regarding their Urals crude grade, then we're going to spike. Then we're going to see gasoline in your area significantly above that $4 a gallon mark. However, having said that, that's a decision that would have adverse impacts across most spaces. So here in the United States, should there be a decision to clamp down on Russian exports, then you're going to see inflation push harder and higher. In near term, I think we'll probably waffle around, gradually edge higher, and then it all depends. And you just laid out the key point here, and that regards the possibility of a sanction on Russian crude exports.
Talking to oil trading advisory firm President Jim Ritterbusch about oil prices during the Russia-Ukraine crisis. Jim, before this, now, it wasn't that long ago that I was talking to you about oil prices being so low. One benchmark actually, I think, dipped negative briefly. Like, we'll pay you to take this off our hands, in effect, so we don't have to store it. How do we go from there, that was early pandemic, to here, where we already had fairly high oil prices again?
Yeah, Rob, that was almost a couple of years ago, and that was the WTI crude grade that dipped into negative territory, which was certainly a unique event that we'll never see again. But going forward from that point, we've had production that's never really fully recovered for several reasons. At the same time, demand has recovered considerably as COVID and the Omicron have ramped down, and more people getting out and using their cars and consuming gasoline and heating up their homes. So we've had that huge recovery. So the demand side of that equation is very easy to explain. However, the supply side is a bit more complicated. The big oil producers have never really produced anywhere close to what they were doing before the pandemic, which was around 13 million barrels a day or so.
Yeah, what's going on there? Because you think prices are high, so Saudi Arabia might up production. Marginal producers here in the U.S. might swing back into action. Why hasn't that been happening?
Well, you're talking about economics 101 there, Rob, and that hasn't necessarily applied. Within the United States, the big oil companies, the names that you'd immediately recognize, have shifted their whole strategy. They've been burnt so many times by producing too much and watching the price fall that the past couple of years they've exercised a tremendous amount of restraint. And what they've opted to do is what I call emphasize value over growth. So in this kind of growing production, they're emphasizing value by returning money to their shareholders, and that's taken two forms. One, they bought back shares, and secondly, they've tossed out some pretty attractive dividends. So, you know, crude production in the U.S. has recovered about 11.6 million barrels, and again, that compares with 13 million before the pandemic. So we've got a ways to go before we get there, and these U.S. producers aren't showing any inclination as far as trading or changing their strategy. Now, on the Saudi side, they're within this organization called OPEC Plus, and they've had a mandate to gradually feed extra oil back into the market at a pace of about 400,000 barrels per day. The bad news is that just hasn't been enough to keep pace with this strong demand that we've seen.
Jim, I'm seeing some of the big name companies you mentioned are cutting their ties with Gazprom, the Russian. I think this is mostly a story about natural gas production. Is something comparable happening with oil production? We're seeing international companies get out of partnerships with Russian companies. If so, is that meaningful?
It's meaningful at the margin. Thus far, it's not going to make a lot of difference. These have been primarily European countries, such as companies such as Shell and BP, I believe, pulled out of Russia here today. But on a broader scale, it's not going to make a whole lot of difference. And I think the big difference will be of an economic nature. I think this Russian economy is just going to get beaten down so bad by the sanctions and by the adversity surrounding this whole mess that that could prompt a decision to pull back out of Ukraine. But just today, the Russian ruble, the currency, was driven down to new lows. I think it's been down maybe 50% in less than a week. The Russian stock market didn't open today, and I'm being told it won't open tomorrow. But ETFs that replicate the Russian stock market are off, I believe, 27% just today. So this is going to enact a tremendous amount of pain on Russia, and there's nothing like economics to bring somebody to the bargaining table to have a serious discussion.
And Jim, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Rob.
That's Jim Ritterbusch, president of Ritterbusch & Associates, looking at oil prices during Russia's attack on Ukraine. Tomorrow on Central Time, a new project in Wisconsin tackles loneliness, that and more, tomorrow here on Central Time.